Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Well, today's going to be an open mic day, so phone lines are open for the entire hour. And if you or a friend would like to call in today and chat with me, just know you can do it at any time during the program. The telephone numbers to call in to are 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Or you can call in worldwide at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now, as I said, this is an open mic day. I wanted to share a few things with you today. There's often material that comes into me that I wouldn't have the time to even go and research it. And I so appreciate it when those of you who are listeners to the show find it significant enough to send me something and say, Donna, you should pay attention to this. Rosemary sent me this information about a message for all women. And I thought I would share it. And it's about the vote. It's so easy when you live in the abundance that we have in this country, especially in the United States, how easy it is to forget that there were a lot of people that did a lot of work to enable us to be where we are today. And especially for women. My husband and I were watching a program. It was two nights ago. And it was about women in the Middle East. And it was very, very sad because these women have really hardly any rights whatsoever. And there are many places in the world where that is the case, where women have basically been treated like chattel. Well, when we look back at history in the United States and in Europe, it was just 90 years ago that women really battled for their rights. But it wasn't until 1920 that we women were allowed to go to polls and vote. Now, these were the circumstances that happened in 1920. Women were not able to defend themselves in any way, shape, or form. However, at the time they were demonstrating, wanting to get the right to vote, they were jailed for picketing the White House and carrying signs. Discrimination against the female was extremely strong, and a lot of people felt very threatened by it. Now, these women that were put in jail, by the end of the night that they were incarcerated, they were barely alive. 40 prison guards, wielding clubs and their warden's blessing, went on a rampage against 33 women wrongly convicted of obstructing sidewalk traffic. These were very quiet demonstrators. That's what we would call them today. Now, Lucy Burns was one of those demonstrators. They chained her hands. In fact, I've got a photo of her in front of me. Someone managed to photograph her while she was in jail. Chained her hands to the cell bars above her head and left her hanging for the night. She was bleeding and gasping for air. And another woman that participated in the demonstration, her name was Dora Lewis. They threw her into a dark cell, smashed her head against an iron bed, and knocked her out cold. She had a cellmate whose name was Alice Kosu. She thought Dora was dead, and she consequently suffered a heart attack. Now, there were all types of affidavits that were made out describing the guards grabbing, dragging, beating, choking, slamming, pinching, twisting, and kicking the women. So the night of terror, that occurred on November 15th, 1917, when the warden at the Occoquan Workhouse in the state of Virginia ordered his guards to teach a lesson to the suffragists imprisoned there because they dared to picket Woodrow Wilson's White House for the right to vote. Now, these women were incarcerated for weeks. The only water they had came from an open pail. Their food that they were given, they called it colorless slop, was crawling with worms. Now, one of the leaders, very attractive woman, Alice Paul, went on a hunger strike. They tied her to a chair, forced a tube down her throat, and poured liquid into her until she vomited. They did this to her for weeks. Finally, someone was able to smuggle out information about what was being done to her to the reporters, the two reporters of the press. And there's websites that you can go and check all this out. So when we think about the privileges we have today, there's a big learning curve. And I think it's very important that women understand that there were a lot of people that made some phenomenal sacrifices. And it was a war, if you will, of type for the right to vote. So I want to thank Rosemary. She also said there is a movie, I have not seen it, but it was done on HBO called Iron Jawed Angels. And it's all about this particular time in history. Apparently HBO released the movie on video and DVD, but it should be something that women, young women of all ages, be able to see because it is a part of our history. Lots of times we don't realize what went on before us, especially when we're enjoying the freedoms. We don't think about it. Now, apparently, Woodrow Wilson and his cronies tried to persuade a psychiatrist to declare Alice Paul insane so that she could be permanently institutionalized. And a doctor that was asked to do this refused. He said she was strong and she was a very brave woman. That didn't make her crazy. So, you just have to sometimes study history. And I have a love of history. I think perhaps as you get older, there's a part of you that says, wow, this is something I really ought to pay more attention to. And it's really worth doing. And I hear from so many people that often in schools, history is not studied. And I think that that's sad. Because how are we going to know what we can do and maybe some of the challenges we're going to experience if we're not aware of people that have gone before us and what they have done? And many times, it's a real shocker. You'll have young people that say, oh, that just was so long ago. Well, 90 years ago isn't all that long. There's some people that are still alive that remember those days. And there are so many that are seeing changes historically that are occurring even today that would never have thought it was even possible to see or to achieve. Donna Sebo here. This is an open mic day. If you would like to chat with me, well, give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Phone lines will be open for the entire hour, and I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Also, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Occasionally, I have an open mic, and this gives me an opportunity to share with you information with that people have either sent me or I have come across that I think might be interesting. Now, I received something from a woman, Carol. She said, you need to really be aware of how you lock your automobile. And there's particular reasons. And I thought, this gives one a pause for thinking. When you lock your car and you walk away, you think it is locked. However, one woman did this, and as she was walking away, she heard her car door unlock. So she went back, and she locked her car again three more times. And she happened to turn around because it kept unlocking. So naturally, she thought her little unit that she was using, because the portable units that you've got here to lock and unlock the car, you just take that for granted. And she noticed that there were two men sitting in a car in a fire lane next to the store. She looked at them directly. And then the locks weren't doing funny things. So this is the information she wants to pass along. She said, while traveling, my son stopped at a roadside park. He came out to his car less than 4 to 5 minutes later and found someone had gotten into his car, stolen his cell phone, his laptop computer, his GPS navigator briefcase. Anything that wasn't tied down was gone. He called the police, and since there were no signs of his car being broken into, the police told him that there is a device that robbers are using now to clone your security code when you lock your doors on your car using your keychain locking device. And this is what they do. They'll sit a distance away and watch for whoever they think might be a good victim. They know you're going to be going inside of a store, a restaurant, or maybe a bathroom, and they have a few minutes to unlock your car, take whatever's inside, and run. So the police officer advised this woman's son to manually lock your car door by hitting the lock button inside the car. That way, if there's someone sitting in a parking lot watching for their next victim, it won't be you. When you hit the lock button on your car upon exiting, it doesn't send the security code. But if you walk away and use the door lock on your keychain, it sends the code through the airwaves where it can be stolen. Who would have thought that this is something we have to be aware of? But remember, when you're using a remote, someone else can pick up the code and whatever is in your vehicle can be stolen. And you think of the reports that they have of people being able to electronically read your credit card when they're standing next to you. They can read it through your purse or what have you. It's amazing, the ingenuity of people. But the truth is, whatever's thought of, somebody else can think of a way to break it or to use it. Now, years ago, when it came to robbing a vehicle, your vehicle could be broken into and tires and everything cleaned out of it in under 2 minutes. The pros know how to do it. Well, with the electronic locks, we have this false sense of security, and this information from Carol, I think, is worth paying attention to. So just be aware of that. It's maybe never going to happen to you, but a little bit of prevention could go a long way, doesn't it? This is Donna Siebel. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. This is an open mic hour, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, and also 877-876-5227. Remember, for those of you listening for the first time, all I need is your first name or your initials, and after that, then you're welcome. After I give you my information, you're welcome to ask me about anything that you desire. Gardening, oh my goodness, the weather here in the Pacific Northwest is absolutely gorgeous. We've been having rain off and on, but we get bursts of blue sky and sunshine, and the gardens are loving it. We have blooming cherry trees. We have, oh, just so many gorgeous, gorgeous plants in the Pacific Northwest, and I hope wherever you are, you're experiencing the same thing. But the colors of spring, this is when they really come out. Well, maybe you are looking at a yard, and you're just going, oh, I just don't know what I'm going to do with this mess. It just doesn't look very interesting. Well, I came across some information that I thought I would share with you. You don't have to spend a fortune to make a yard attractive. One of the things you may want to do, though, is visit your local nursery and see if they can give you tips. Maybe take a basic diagram, a drawing of the outline of where you want to put things, and make an observation. If you've got trees, like in our area, we are just loaded with trees, and so that can affect whatever kind of plant you might put in the area of the trees or adjacent, because during the summer it may be tremendously shaded, so you have to be aware of these things. Also, your soil, what kind of soil do you have? But if you take all of this to a gardening or a nursery environment, if you have somebody that really knows their stuff, talk to your local nursery person, and they may have some very good suggestions for you. If you're in an area where you experience drought, you want plants that are going to be able to handle real hot, dry weather, etc. Like here in the Northwest, sometimes we have real wet springs and summers, so you want plants that are going to do well with that. Well, when you make that determination and you go in and you chat, you might find that you've got some options to totally do up your gardening area and not have to spend a whole bunch of money. Many times people think they have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. I have a friend that found out about the state gardens here in the Pacific Northwest. You might want to check in your own local area where they take cuttings, and just check and see if your state, your community, has anything like that, or if there are certain places around, like sometimes we have a place up here called Lake Wald Gardens, which is an old mansion, and it's gorgeous, gorgeous gardens. People come in from around the world to see this place because it is just phenomenal. But they have cuttings, and you get a cutting for $1 or $2, and they'll even give you all the information on how you grow it. Well, some of these state programs are the same. So you don't have to spend a whole bunch of money, and I've got a friend, she did her whole yard that way, and it's gorgeous. But here are some suggestions. There were people that were interviewed, and if you have, let's say, a $500 budget, you are really going to have to look at what you want to do. So you really do want to have a plan for your entire yard. That way you can tackle your project one at a time and know that you're going to have everything working together. That's why I said go to your nursery. So you can get that outline once you figure out what it is you need, where you're going to get your items that you want to put in your yard. This is what you can do, and it's really something to pay attention to. I don't know about you, but sometimes bushes, we have some good-sized bushes out in our front yard, and every year they have to be trimmed because they will just grow prolifically during the summer. So they have to be cut back during the colder months of the year so that they'll have the space to expand during the summertime. It's just a constant thing we have to do every year. If you have overgrown bushes, bare spots, if your lawn really looks tragic, it makes the whole environment of your home look really sloppy. So it's very simple. Maybe you have to just pull something out and start again. I did something to some roadies that we had had for years. I had given them a pruning, and they didn't survive the pruning very, very well. So you may just need to pull them out and put something else in, and that's what we're going to be doing in our backyard. Also, think about adding layers or creating layers so that you have an interesting eye appeal. There's a gentleman by the name of Keith Wilson. He's a landscape architect in Sacramento, California. He said if you planted trees and bushes and, you know, perennials, annuals that won't grow beyond 3 to 4 feet high, then that is just a very nice background that you can use. You plant trees or tall bushes at the edge of a house to frame the view of the house or in front of blank walls. Ground covers create interest lower to the ground and control weeds. And you want to use a shovel to create a clear edge between the lawn and the bushes. And you want to fill the area with mulch for a neat look. Keith also said, finish off whatever you're planning to do with containers filled with colorful plants in prominent places near the front door and along walkways. And he said, if you really want to stretch your budget, just what I suggested to you a little bit ago, buy younger, smaller trees, bushes, and plants, and trade clippings with friends. There's always a way to economically get what you want. And then, too, something if you're looking at planting trees or plants, one of the things that we learned when we had our landscaping done is if you're going to plant certain things, you need to find out how big they get. Because trees are just amazing. And some of them can, you know, go 30 feet high or more. And if they're planted too close to the house, their roots may go around your plumbing and maybe cause plumbing problems. There's all kinds of things that can occur. We had a cable situation in our yard. We were having a terrible time with our internet. And this was about a year and a half ago. And we found out that what had happened is all of the trees that we have that are in the area where they had put cable down had literally caused the cables to split, to become damaged, and they couldn't even put cable down or remove the old cable. They just had to leave it there because all the roots of the bushes, the trees, had come around the cable itself. So these are things you want to think about because these root systems, I know here in the Pacific Northwest, depending on what you're planting, some of your trees will have very shallow root systems. Others will have very deep, deep, deep root systems that may go down hundreds of feet. So you just don't know. You want to pay attention to that. And again, talk to someone who's savvy, who's in the nursery business. And things may look pretty in somebody else's yard, but they may not necessarily suit your yard. And if you're like us, sometimes we have area in the yard where it's very dry, it doesn't get a lot of water. So you may want to have something that's really going to be hardy, especially if you have periods where there might be droughts, and that's something else that you want to do. But you can still have a beautiful yard. You can still have an absolutely gorgeous environment if you just pay attention to those little things. Donna Sebo here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. This is an open mic day. Telephone number is 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Or 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Remember, all I need is your first name or your initial. Dr. Jane Goodall is a woman that I have had a great deal of admiration and appreciation for. She is, I think, one of the gentlest, sweetest people you could ever want to meet. But she has got a constitution of steel. This woman is not just a very well-known personality. She's a respected scientist. She's been in conservation for most of her life, very active with environmental issues. And she has a passion. And that passion causes her to be involved in lecturing, writing, and being very much the teacher regarding ecological sustainability. Now, she was, in the 1960s, introduced to some photographic articles that were published by National Geographic. Ah, yes, it's one of our favorite magazines, isn't it? It's just an absolute wonderful publication. And at the time, it was through that resource that the world found out about Jane Goodall, because she was doing primate research in Tanzania's Gobi National Park. Tanzania's Gobi National Park and her beloved chimpanzees. Now, again, today she is educating the public, very active in that. She wrote a book called Reason for Hope, and she considers the journey of activism a very spiritual journey. And she said she's a born optimist. She said, my optimism stems from my faith in humanity, from the strides that we've already taken, the human brain and its capability for ingenuity. Well, I don't have the fatalistic approach, she says, that we're destroying the planet, it's too late to do anything. She said, 100 years ago, going to the moon was considered science fiction. However, today, fortunately, we've come to admit to the environmental destruction that we've perpetuated. So can't we come together with our brains around the world and start healing the scars and living in ways of great harmony? She said, we can. She said, after the Nagasaki bombing, there were scientists around the world that predicted that nothing would grow for maybe 30 years. She said, however, Mother Nature proved that that was not going to be the case. She said, the green came back very quickly. A wonderful sapling didn't even die, and now it's a huge tree. She said, I always carry around a symbol of hope, a leaf from that tree. Now, what started Jane on this journey? What stimulated this passion? She said her mother was the strongest influence for her, and Dr. Lois Leakey, who is a paleontologist and anthropologist, who gave Goodall the opportunity to end up going to Tanzania to study the wild chimpanzees, and this was in the 60s. So today, Roots and Shoots program, which was established by Jane Goodall Institute in 1991, is where her passion is being channeled. She goes around the world. She loves talking with young people. She doesn't care if they're preschoolers, whether they're in university, doesn't make any difference, because she has a strong belief that it's the young person that is going to make the difference, because those that are older, they're not necessarily going to be able to initiate the changes that will be required, but the young people can. And she said, if young people understand a problem and can be made to feel that they as individuals matter and can be empowered to act, boy, what they can do is absolutely awesome. Now, this program, Roots and Shoots, is in over 70 countries around the world. The young people love it. That has even gotten into prisons, homes for the aged, where inmates and residents have become involved in a variety of projects. Maybe they grow vegetables, make bird boxes, they plant flowers, trees. But one of the most significant things from Jane Goodall's Roots and Shoots is that people, hundreds of thousands of people, have said that being involved in the program renews their sense of self-worth. It gives them purpose. And we all need that. So she has a special message that she'd like to share. Every single individual makes a difference. She said, too often we think that we're just one person in a world of 6 billion plus. So what we do isn't significant. It just doesn't matter. However, millions of educated people can make a difference in our society. How? The choices you make. From whatever you buy, whether it's cosmetics, food, if you make ethical choices in the areas that you have control over, positive changes will occur faster than through formal legislation. Personal responsibility. This is a wonderful woman, and I wanted to share her story with you today because Jane's words are true. If we as individuals, each of us, take a positioning of personal responsibility, that we are going to make a difference. You maybe cannot change the world. I can remember a long time ago a minister saying, you can't change the world, but you can do something about where you are right at this moment, right now. I like to call it mindful presence. It really makes a difference. I was watching a program last night on television that had to do with an area in the Near East where people have a particular bamboo that grows. And for the life of me, I can't recall what it is. There's over 1,000 varieties of bamboo, I believe. And this is an incredible thing. Bamboo is a story in and of itself. It's just amazing. But they deal with rats every 48 to 50 years. Actually, 48 years. And then for 2 years after that, to the 50th year, there is a phenomenal rat invasion that comes in. The bamboo, this particular species of bamboo, dies. As it dies off, it has what they call the flowering cycle. And this goes on for about 2 years. Well, the rats will breed at a phenomenal rate because, and they've been living there all this time, there's like 12,000 plus rats to an acre or something. The number is just phenomenal. And what they do, the rats, when the fruit falls, it's an abundance of food for them, so they breed prolifically, where they might only have 2 litters a year, and some of those may not survive because there's not enough food for them normally to feed on. What happens is they have all of these rats that are breeding like crazy. It'll destroy farms, crops, everything else. Now, I'm making this really short. This was on PBS last night. But what was found out by a researcher who doesn't consider rats horrible things, this is a particular black rat, and he said they're extremely intelligent, they're very energetic, but he couldn't figure out why the devastation occurred the way it did and how it was they could help the people survive their environment so that they their rice fields wouldn't be destroyed and all their food supply wouldn't be destroyed. This has been going on for a long, long, long time. So he did the observation. Through observing, he figured out what the farmers could do in the area to avoid having their crops destroyed during this flowering time of the bamboo. All they had to do was plant their crops earlier. But without knowing this, without understanding how to research it and to figure it out, for a long, long time, they have gone through this misery every 48 to 50 years. They have old, old, old records about this. Really amazing stuff. He figured it out. Now, these people will be able to live in the environment and not have to be concerned about this cycle with the bamboo, with the rats. They're going to be able to not just survive, but be able to have the stockpiles of food that they need to have. Makes a difference. One person. One man is thinking affects thousands and thousands of people, empowering their lives. Great stuff. I love it. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break for a moment. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. Telephone lines are open. This is an open mic day. 877-876-5227. Worldwide, 888-815-9756. Again, 877-876-5227, 888. 815-9756. Give me a buzz if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Donna Sebo here. We'll be right back.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. This is an open mic hour. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, here is the telephone number, 877-876-5227, also worldwide, 888-815-9756. Now, quick like a bunny, I want to mention, a week from tomorrow, I'm going to be doing my Mind Vision class, Powering Up Your Inner Giant, at the Center for Spiritual Living in Tacoma, Washington. So those of you in Western Washington, you're going to have an opportunity to have a day with me, and we're going to be figuring out how you can stimulate the genius within yourself, deal with the changes that you want to make in your life, design your future. Also, we are going to be working on becoming aware of your own psychic sensory system. And all of that works together to empower you, to power up your own inner giant. Now, the hours on Saturday, April 25th, will be from 10 a.m. until 4. It's at the Center for Spiritual Living at 206 North J Street in Tacoma, right across the street from Children's Hospital and Group Health. It's $95, but if you do register before April 23rd or by April 23rd, you'll find that the cost will be only $85. And that includes a catered lunch. It's always a wonderful thing. I really enjoyed doing this last year, so that's why we're doing it again. It's just so nice to be able to sit and chat and sort of break bread together and talk about the class, and we just have a great time. So I'd love to have you join me. Reservations are 253-383-3151, or you can call me at my office, 800-872-8852. So that's my Mind Vision class. You want to power up your inner giant, then give me a call, make the reservation, and then I look forward to seeing you at the class on April 25th. Again, 253-383-3151 or 800-872-8852. Let's go to our first caller today. Welcome to the show, first name or initial, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from British Columbia, Canada.
All right, there, British Columbia, Canada?
Yeah.
I'm getting a little bit of feedback from you. Are you on a computer?
Oh, is this better?
Oh, that's much better.
Oh, it was on the speakerphone, maybe that.
Oh, right. That's what it is. Yes, those speakerphones do funny things. And I'm sorry, repeat your first name or initial.
Tanya.
Tanya. All right, Tanya, what I'm looking at with you right off the bat is you've got an analytical side to yourself that I really like.
Okay.
I think, though, sometimes you get in the way of yourself because you think too much.
Mm-hmm.
And you undermine and sabotage yourself. So you are in an interesting learning curve because you have a number of unique opportunities that are coming your way. And it's as if you're saying, ooh, that's something. I might want to check that out. But, oh, I wonder if that's the right thing to do. I want you to allow yourself, to trust yourself, to know that it's okay to try something.
Okay.
If you are concerned and you don't want to get locked into something, then set it up in such a way, say, maybe somebody wants you to volunteer at a blood bank. I'm just using this as an example. And go, gee,
yeah.
I don't know. Do I really want to do that? And maybe you would just be great as a receptionist. So you go, okay, I'll try it. How about if I try it for a month? And if it doesn't suit me, then we'll just let it go. And they'll probably say, oh, we'd love to have him. You get in. Maybe you're not so happy with being a receptionist, but maybe you find something out about something else that you could do that you would just absolutely adore. But if you hadn't taken the chance on investigating or just doing something,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't have had the opportunity to interact with all these other people.
Right.
So that's what I think is in your learning curve in the next 3 to 4 months. And I want you to not be afraid.
Okay.
I want you to just go ahead. And if it's something, if you wanted to become a caterer and you decided you were going to work in somebody's kitchen chopping tomatoes just as it went on, then go in and chop the cotton-picking tomatoes. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can always walk away. But I think your background and everything that you've been taught and you've been imprinted with this over the years, don't take chances. Don't do this. And yet there's such an entrepreneur spirit inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
But you've had your failures, and so it sort of made you gun-shy. Don't be, dear. Trust life.
Okay.
Trust life. The worst thing in the world you could ever do is put yourself in a room and have absolutely everything perfect and never leave it.
Yeah.
You go start raving bananas. So you need to be true to the real you, not the false you, but the
mm-hmm.
real you. You're artistic. You have a gift of gab. You just love chatting with people coming from unique backgrounds. You have a love of travel. You want to be in different places of the world, not necessarily to live, but to just see. You want to see it. You want to smell it. You want to know that you've been there. It's like you can watch all the movies on television about the deserts in Arizona, but until you're actually there and you see these things, you go, wow.
Mm-hmm.
The way I felt when I went into Alaska for the first time.
Yeah.
Didn't know mountains grew that big. So it's one of those things, and I want you to have joy with it.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to enjoy the exploration. You've got about a 5-year cycle here.
Yeah.
And exploration is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying to someone today, what's the worst case scenario? Things fall apart and everything goes, the blue blazes in a handbasket.
Yeah.
They went, you're right. I said, what's the greatest thing that came out of it? Wow. And then they went, tick, 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 and named a number of things.
Yeah.
I said, well, what are your options? What do you really see? And she said, well, I guess I really should think about this. And that's what I want you to be aware of. I want you to have that joy.
Okay.
I want you to know that you'll have something different to talk about. You are so bored right now in your life. And yet at the same time, you're scared.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get past that. What's your question for me today?
My question for you is, I've been single for 10 very long years,
mm-hmm.
and I've been divinely guided to a man, and he just happens to be married.
You haven't been divinely guided, hon. What attracted you was sexual attraction. And this is something that is not going to work out for you in the long term. However, in meeting this man, there has been a gift given to you. One, you know that you're alive, well, healthy, and you're ready for somebody in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons he was brought into your life is to make you aware of the fact that you are still attractive, that you have the capability of really enjoying a relationship. But a relationship that involves the lie, that involves the secret, is not healthy. It's not healthy for you, and it's not healthy for him.
Yeah.
You enter into a land of make-believe, and the make-believe, all of a sudden one day, the pixie dust will go away, the Tinkerbell special will no longer be chiming, and you're going to feel like you have just been totally emptied out. Don't
yeah.
waste your time with that.
Okay.
But he was brought into your space so that you would be consciously aware of yourself in a different way. Being attractive to the opposite sex always is meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that if you are ready to emerge into a relationship, this is not a safe relationship.
Right.
This is a situation that is setting you up for heartbreak. You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
But you can be very grateful for meeting him. And then, as I've just been saying, be an adventurer. Be willing to put yourself in different environments. If you're really honest about the last 10 years, you didn't want too much of anybody in your life.
Yeah.
You, over the last 2 years, however, of that 10 years, have started making some changes in your thinking and realizing that you had put yourself into a positioning and you
yeah.
made choices. This wasn't forced on you. You made the choice.
Yeah.
So empower yourself. Empower yourself and realize that as an intelligent woman with a sense of adventure, you don't have to be afraid. You're not 16 years old. You're a mature woman.
Yeah.
But you have to let go of some of this indoctrination and imprinting that you've absorbed through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Thank heavens we don't have the Victorian times, but good Lord, you wouldn't know it according to some principles that are applied
yeah.
by society, etc. But you don't have to buy into that. You're a very fortunate woman to live in this day and to live in this era. Very, very fortunate. So honor
yeah.
yourself.
Okay.
And do him a favor, too. Do him a favor. Because breaking off with him and breaking away from him, you can do it in such a way and manner that it's not, gee, he's a bad guy, boy, this is bad that we're attracted to each other. No. He is not facing up to certain realities in his own marriage.
Yeah.
And he's got to face that. You can't do it for him. You're not his mother.
Right.
He has to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think you've got a wonderful life to look forward to. I don't see him in the picture, though.
Okay.
And he's not a bad guy. He's just very immature. You're laughing. Why are you laughing at me?
Oh, just that's just funny.
Well, he is. I wouldn't care if he was 65.
Yeah, yeah.
So just be aware. You're
okay.
the one that's in charge here of
yeah.
your life. Nobody else.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Honey. I appreciate it.
How did you learn about the show?
Pardon me?
How did you learn about the show?
Just somehow, you know, on the internet, and it stood out, and I'm like, hey, what's this? And now, every time I turn on the internet, that's what comes up.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah, so I've been just checking out a little bit of, you know, just checking out all the shows, really, and it's been nice. I really enjoying the different shows and topics and people.
Oh, that's terrific. We love to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, and tell your friends.
I will.
And we've got great guests. Then just put it on your favorite, the Donna Sebo Show, Station 1. This is Donna Sebo. Hey, we're going to be taking a break in just a few seconds. Don't forget, those of you who are in Western Washington, my Mind Vision class is coming up. And, hey, you are welcome to give me a call at 800-872-8852. Includes a catered lunch. If you register before April 23rd or by April 23rd, it's $85 for the entire day. That is wonderful because I'll be working with you one-on-one. We're really going to be having a good time with Mind Vision, powering up your inner giant. Give me a call at 800-872-8852 or you can call 253-383-3151. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. When we come back, I'll give you some information on some cooking tools, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Pete Smith here with OrthoTeb Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house. Go shopping, wear them on the treadmill, you'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthotebb.net.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227 worldwide, 888. 815-9756, and that second number includes the U.S. We've got a great lineup of people coming up next week, and I want to share with you who those people are. Motivate like a CEO. Well, if you're in business for yourself or you would like to know how to be a good motivator, Suzanne Bates is going to give us some insights on that on Monday. Tuesday, we're going to be talking about the early years of rhythm and blues. Oh, this is great stuff. Alan Governor has dedicated so much of his time to researching this, and he's got a fabulous publication out about it. It's just awesome. You know, rhythm and blues had a strong influence on Elvis Presley and how he evolved in music. And then we're going to be talking on Wednesday about Kuan Yin Chronicles. Martin Palmer has traveled to China, and he's actually a world traveler, but China really has a pull for him. Kuan Yin is one of the goddesses of Chinese history. So we're going to be learning about this fascinating woman, and there are going to be some surprises we're going to have in that interview for you. If you have a house that you look at and say, I know I need to do something with it, but, oh, my family, they just drive me nuts. I don't dare do this. I don't dare do that because they're really a bunch of slobs. Well, Slob-Proof Real-Life Design Solutions. How do you like that title? Debbie Weiner is going to be my guest. She has some fabulous ideas about how you can fix and spruce up your place, even with sloppy habits of those that you love around you. And then next Friday, if you want to get it right, yes, if you want to know how to find and keep your ideal romantic relationship, Amy Schoen is going to be my guest, and we're going to be finding out about that. it's just so much fun to be able to chat with people all from different walks of life, different areas of expertise, and bring this to you. I'll tell you what, in doing this show, I'm into my eighth year, it has absolutely expanded my understanding of so many things. There are so many people in life that are really contributing the very best they possibly can, and it's making tremendous difference. Jane Goodall, I've mentioned her. Well, we know about Jane Goodall. She's world-renowned. However, there's a lot of people that you'll never, ever know the name of that are doing significant work. They're around us every day, and we just need to remember. Sometimes all we have to do is take time to listen to a person, find out what's going on in their life, and what they're involved with. You will be amazed at the things that people are doing. Absolutely amazed. Don't hesitate to have a conversation with someone and find out what they're involved with. And I think one of the saddest statements people can ever make is they say, oh, well, what I do is no big deal. I'm just a grandma. Wait a minute. If you're a grandma, if you're a housewife, if you're a house dad, and you're taking care of those everyday responsibilities and supporting the children in the family and making sure that they get to school and that they're reading, doing their homework, doing what needs to be done, all of that is very important. All of it is important. There is no such thing as an insignificant person on this planet. Remember I told you about the guy a few minutes ago that is dealing with an environment, I think it was in Vietnam, where they're having this horrific problem with rats, and it's gone on for who knows how long. It could be hundreds of years. Why couldn't somebody have thought of this before? Well, it took someone that had a different perspective. And he was sent there, and he came up with a solution that would not upset nature. You wouldn't have to go out and kill hundreds of thousands of rats. You wouldn't have to do that because the natural flow of things will automatically bring the population into balance. All it took was someone observing, getting the information together, making an evaluation, and understanding how to work with nature and with people and the critters around them. And it worked. Great stuff. So never think one person can't make a difference. We all make a difference. Hey, have you seen the commercials on television about an infrared oven? They call it a patented three-way cooking. Now, I've seen this, and I often wondered about it. Well, I came across some information, and this is out of the Consumer's Report, and I wanted to share it with you because if you're a person and you don't have a lot of time to cook and you're not really one of these that want to spend a whole bunch of time in the kitchen, apparently, according to the studies that have been done, this New Wave Pro infrared oven is what they say it is. It transforms frozen foods and meats into moist, crisp, succulent, and healthful meals. This is what the manufacturer boasts. Now, there is a dome-mounted, fan-equipped heating element, and it cooks with direct heating, convection, and infrared. And it's supposed to eliminate defrosting, preheating, and ventilation, and save you lots of time and energy. Well, apparently, Consumer Reports did a check on it. And they used beef, poultry, fish dishes, bacon, hot dogs, cheese sandwiches, and they did them both in the New Wave, as also using a conventional oven. They cooked apple crisp, fresh vegetables, french fries, and frozen pizzas. And what they said was, you might want to make way for the New Wave. It excels at cooking beef, poultry, and fish, browning exteriors better, and leaving interiors moister than a conventional oven. It cooked a raw 4-pound chicken a half an hour faster and a 10-pound turkey an hour faster. You don't need to preheat the unit, and it uses 0.6 kilowatt hours of electricity compared to a conventional oven's 0.9 kilowatts for an hour of cooking. So the New Wave, they didn't feel was as good with vegetables and french fries, but they felt that it dried them out more than when you roasted them. And frozen pizza and baked apples, they said, didn't come out exactly right. But when it came to the meat, when it came to those frozen items, it was pretty good. So I thought I would share that with you because I think that's something worth knowing about. Donna Siebel here. We're out of time. Remember, always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You make a difference. Life has you in it for the purpose of you giving your gifts to those around you. Take care. Have a fabulous weekend. We'll be back here motivating like a CEO. Same time, same place. The Donna Sebo Show. Donna Sebo here. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.